You're listening to Clearing the Air. Advertising on the radio is serious sh**. All on-air advertisements have to be combed for errors in the same way you'd comb a dog for fleas. Except the comb is symbolic and there isn't an actual dog. This is what happens when one of our officers contacts a copywriter who's been cocky with his copy.
Hello, this is Claudette Bewley calling from the Radio Standards Advertising Agency. Don't be scared. This is just a very gentle, informal call. I know we've been in touch before a couple of times, but don't let that unnerve you. I'm just calling regarding one of your radio commercials, which came to our attention. Well, it came to one of our team's attention when he was on his way to a Civil War reenactment. And, you know, obviously our job, our role in the radio industry is a very, very important one because we uphold the rigorous standards that consumers expect. We wouldn't want a commercial broadcast which made any rash promises or gave unrealistic expectations. So really, the alarm that we felt regarding this commercial was for a beauty salon in town. And it claims that this particular establishment can fulfill all your beauty needs. Now, I don't know what your beauty needs are. I know what mine are. And I think it's unrealistic to expect one little establishment on a little suburban high street to fulfill every single beauty need. I mean, where does it end? Eyebrows? Face? Entire face? I mean, I'm speaking personally here. If I went there and expected all my beauty needs to be fulfilled and come out looking like, I don't know, Gloria Hunniford or even a Kardashian, then I may be disappointed. So, you know, these things are important. And then later on in the commercial, it says, if you want to know more about our services, just ask our friendly and knowledgeable staff. Are they really friendly? Have you measured their personalities? How friendly are they? Because people say they're friendly when they're actually not. I mean, I've learned that to my cost when I've been out trying to meet people. And, it you know, on websites and apps and the like, you know, it doesn't necessarily follow through. People make these claims about themselves and actually they're not that friendly or knowledgeable. How much knowledge means they're actually knowledgeable? I mean, what's the standard? What's the bar? Do you know what I mean? So I do hate to sound picky, but these things are very important. And it's crucial that consumers aren't led down the garden path. So, as I say, it's just a very tiny call just to make you think a bit more. So, yeah, my name, again, is Claudette Bewley from the Radio Advertising Standards Agency. And never forget, we are listening. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Remember, Claudette Bewley and her team at the Radio Advertising Standards Agency are always listening. Don't get cocky with copywriting. Clearing the Air is written by Emma Clark. It is voiced by Emma Clark and Taff Girdlestone and is produced by Rick Watson.